Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 748,637 views on Friday, the 28th of October 2022, our article of the day is Jerry Lee Lewis. Jerry Lee Lewis, September 29, 1935, October 28, 2022, was an American pianist, singer, and songwriter. Nicknamed The Killer, he was described as rock and roll's first great wild man and one of the most influential pianists of the 20th century. A pioneer of rock and roll and rockabilly music, Lewis made his first recordings in 1956 at Sun Records in Memphis, Tennessee. Crazy Arms sold 300,000 copies in the South, and his 1957 hit Whole Lotta Shakin' Goin' On shot Lewis to fame worldwide. He followed this with the major hits Great Balls of Fire, Breathless, and High School Confidential. His rock and roll career faltered in the wake of his marriage to Myra Gale Brown, his 13-year-old cousin once removed. His popularity quickly eroded following the scandal, and with few exceptions such as a cover of Ray Charles's What Did I Say, he did not have much chart success in the early 1960s. His live performances at this time were increasingly wild and energetic. His 1964 live album Live at the Star Club, Hamburg is regarded by many music journalists and fans in general as one of the wildest and greatest live rock albums ever. In 1968, Lewis made a transition into country music, and had hits with songs such as Another Place, Another Time. This reignited his career, and throughout the late 1960s and 1970s he regularly topped the country western charts. Throughout his seven-decade career, Lewis had 30 songs reach the top 10 on the Billboard country and western chart. His number one country hits included To Make Love Sweeter for You, There Must Be More to Love Than This, Would You Take Another Chance on Me, and Me and Bobby McGee. Lewis's successes continued throughout the decades, and he embraced his rock and roll past with songs such as a cover of the Big Bopper's Chantilly Lace and Mac Vickery's Rockin' My Life Away. In the 21st century, Lewis continued to tour around the world and released new albums. His 2006 album Last Man Standing was his best-selling release, with over a million copies worldwide. This was followed by Mean Old Man in 2010, another of his best-selling albums. Lewis had a dozen gold records in rock and country. He won 4 Grammy Awards, including a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award and 2 Grammy Hall of Fame Awards. Lewis was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986, and his pioneering contribution to the genre was recognized by the Rockabilly Hall of Fame. He was also a member of the inaugural class inducted into the Memphis Music Hall of Fame. He was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2022. In 1989, his life was chronicled in the movie Great Balls of Fire, starring Dennis Quaid. In 2003, Rolling Stone listed his box set All Killer, No Filler, the anthology at number 242 on their list of 500 greatest albums of all time. In 2004, they ranked him number 24 on their list of the 100 greatest artists of all time. Lewis was the last surviving member of Sun Records' Million Dollar Quartet, and the album Class of 55, which also included Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Roy Orbison, and Elvis Presley. Music critic Robert Christgau said of Lewis, "His drive, his timing, his offhand vocal power, his unmistakable boogie plus piano, and his absolute confidence in the face of the void make Jerry Lee the quintessential rock and roller." This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:53 UTC on Saturday, the 29th of October 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Jerry Lee Lewis. This podcast is produced by Arbul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content, and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbul Smay Productions produces the Current Events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Brian Neural. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.